Pitts lost the primary election for the chairman's post by about 300 votes, and a recount didn't change that. His attorney, William Hill, says the ballot was flawed because it did not have the word chairman on it.
We do have voters who have advised us that they were confused. They came to vote. They voted with reference to those commissioners, those districts that they recognized. And when they looked for the chairmanship race and they couldn't find it, they simply didn't vote in District 7.
Pitts is asking for a judge to put the race on the July 22nd primary runoff ballot. Michael Barnes from the Kennesaw State University Election Center, which prepares the ballots under contract to the state, says it's too late for that. He says the ballots have already been prepared, and counties were allowed to start sending them out to absentee voters last week. In an email to WABE, Barnes also says other counties do have the wording on ballots, noting which race is for chair of the county commission, but he says Fulton County didn't ask for that. Pitts responded to questions about the cost of the lawsuit in a news conference Wednesday morning.
If we are successful in having an expedited disposition of this case, it won't cost the taxpayers one dime. The money's already in place.
And John Eaves responded in an interview with WABE.
Even if the money is already there, it's going to be expended to defend this lawsuit. And so to say that there is no cost to the taxpayer in terms of funds or in terms of the use of personnel is not true.
Even if Pitts wins another vote in court, it still won't decide the election. Republican Earl Cooper is on the ballot in November. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.